In the struggle that followed the economic collapse on Wall Street, there was much chaos throughout the offices of the stock exchange. The CEO of Bank of America slipped away without being noticed, forcing the vice president to take on the role of leader for the company. It was an appropriate move, however, since the VP, Mr. Charles, had been with the bank for many years. He completed the necessary training to become CEO almost 5 years earlier, but was passed over for a younger and more ruthless candidate. Though bitter at the time, he stayed on contract with Bank of America due to the various benefits he was receiving. Still today, the details of the economic disaster are not all out in the open for the public to see. Many people assume that the blame lies entirely in the hands of the banks and corporations who lent out money they did not have to lend. They believe that the CEOs and presidents of these companies were betting with the American people's livelihoods, and by doing this, they were acting immoral and ruining lives forever. Most Americans now believe it would just be best to get rid of big banks altogether in an effort to punish them for their actions and prevent future disasters. Mr. Charles did not see the liquidation of banks as a real and feasible option. He firmly held that the only proper response to the crisis was to find ways of reestablishing Americans' wealth and to inject money into the economy. His leadership at the bank demonstrated a major shift. In the past, periods of inflation and economic turmoil were referred to consultant and companies who were used to dealing with these situations. Under Mr. Charles, repairing the damaged economy became a primary task for the employees at the bank to accomplish during the workday.